It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
And a good Friday evening to you here from Madison Central High School in Richmond, Kentucky. This is day three of three in a row of this Richmond Car and Truck Holiday Classic. The Richmond Car and Truck Center, they are sponsoring this basketball tournament that brought eight schools in here for 3 days. This game here will be between the George Rogers Clark Cardinals, and they'll be taking on the Madison Central Indians. These teams come in here. Each club with a win, each team with a loss on this tournament, the three-game set. So this game, for all intents and purposes, is for third and fourth place as far as your assignment. Now, Greene County and North Hardin just played the prior game, and North Hardin won that one. So we had Lincoln County winning the prior game, and then the nightcap tonight will be Marshall County taking on South Laurel. So it's been a good tournament, Bobby. It's not as many teams nor as many days as the White, Greer, and Maggard over there in Lexington. We've done that one. But this has been a good collection of teams. It represents a lot of the bluegrass from the first region all the way to the 13th.
Everybody has been in a position where they could get here. The weather was very favorable, and all teams got three games worth of competition, and sad to say, you're going to have a winner and a loser in every game, but these type tournaments are meant to get teams better heading into the new year, and it was exactly that, and we have been treated royally here, make no mistake.
Well, and the treatment comes from the host school, and that's Madison Central. So George Rogers Clark taking on these Indian team, Madison Central, they are 4-8 on the season. Now, the Cardinals already whipped up pretty good on the Indians back on the fifth day of December of this year. It was a 70-43 win right here on this floor that GRC was able to take out Madison Central. The Indians come in. They've got a record of 4-8 on the season. They have won two of their last three. They picked up a win over Southwestern by six, and then they easily handled Bishop Brossard earlier in this tournament. They are under the coaching of 30th season as the head coach at Madison Central. They've named the court after him, Alan Feldhouse Jr. And Alan Feldhouse Jr., he's got four region titles to his credit, 99, 2006, 2013, and 21. However, Coach Josh Cook, he's got some state tournament titles under his belt, too, and he's 6-2 against Madison Central. Cards look to bounce back, Bobby, after losing a heartbreaker last night.
Both teams were victimized by 60-point performances from their victors. Madison Central gave it all it had and lost 60-55 to a real, real good Marshall County team. And then GRC was victimized for a rare occurrence in the fourth quarter where more than likely for the past 3 years, they have won games in the fourth quarter. But last night, the tables were turned, and regardless of how it happened, they came up just a hair shy.
And we'll see how the Cardinals respond back. GRC, again, is just to follow up on what Bobby is talking about, the Cardinals lost for the first time of the season. This year, they had a 10-game winning streak snapped by South Laurel in the ball game, which GRC lost by three, had a shot at midcourt as the horn sounded that hit the rim in order to send it to overtime. But GRC withstood a lot of free throw shooting by South Laurel, and the Cardinals acquitted themselves pretty well. But put that game behind you and focus on Madison Central. This will be a good one. The Cardinals, as I said, they handled Madison Central pretty easily earlier on the season. It was 70-43. Cardinals put five players in double figures in that game, Bobby. They held Madison Central to only 36.5% from the floor shooting, and there were only 11 rebounds by the Indians in that game.
Well, that makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
And when you got a fella on the other sideline named Feldhaus, you know he's working to get his team better. So don't expect a 26 or 7-point victory tonight, maybe half that at the most, because he's preparing for March and he's getting his kids better each and every game, just as is Coach Cook. So we look for a good one here.
Yeah, and again, to echo what Bobby's saying, this Cody Morrison, he had 30 points the other night, last night in a ball game, and Bobby's talking about Coach getting his players better. He only got 8 against GRC, so yeah. That tells you that players are getting better and getting more into season form. We've got basketball action coming in. Cardinal fans still filtering in. The host school, Madison Central, will be taking on GRC. We are inside of 9 minutes away from tip-off. Both teams out on the floor with a shoot-around. Bobby and I will take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have more pregame right here on WWKY. Back in 2 minutes.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
GRC Cardinal boys basketball right here at Madison Central at the Richmond Car and Truck Center Holiday Classic. Both teams now going to their respective locker rooms. It'll be George Rogers Clark playing Madison Central Indians. The Clark Cardinal comes in with a 10-1 record overall on the season. Madison Central, again, they are at 4-8, but Bobby and I would agree. I'm Joel Bennett. Bobby here with me. We would agree the Indians trending up right now and playing better basketball as they host this tournament. Of course, we know what GRC can do. The Cardinals, the last time they played Madison Central, they put 5 guys in double figures, and we've been seeing that kind of balance emerge, and that was only the second game of the year for GRC, and as we move forward, that balance continues. You know, sometimes the old saying, the cream rises to the top, but Bobby, we've had pretty good balance on all fronts as far as starting 5 and Coach Cook playing 9 guys.
They have done an excellent job of incorporating their bench into the rotation, and as a result, have had very little slippage when they did bring in some non-starters.
Looking at what feed we have on the GRC girls who are down in Greenville, Tennessee. They're playing in a tournament down there. That was a three-day event. It looks like the last word I have, it's 43-15 with the Cardinal girls leading at halftime in their ball game. So they lost to Knox Catholic last night. Was it Marist?
Yeah, they lost to Marist of Atlanta.
And they're playing Knox Catholic today.
Yeah, 47-43 in a game that I'm sure they were very well evenly matched against, but came out on the short end, and it looks like if they did play poorly that the message was received, because they're in a blitz mode so far after 16 minutes today.
Yeah, their opponent, Knox Catholic, that tip-off again, it's the last word we have, it's halftime, and it's 43-15 in favor of the GRC girls. Our broadcast schedule will conclude with this ball game today until next year, and I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek because we're about to wind this season out. We're going to get back into region play and start off with Paris and Montgomery County and get right into not just region but district opponents. So I think you want to finish this out. The coach can come out of this with 2-1, take third place. We'll just focus on the regular season.
Get ready for what's to come, because this is when it begins to mean even more.
And we did see the emergence of Montez Gay, who got he got about 12 minutes of playing time on the floor the last game against South Laurel. His size, skill, and strength was much needed, although not at 100%. It was good to see him back on the floor. It put some other guys in some other roles. We did see Malachi Ashford, a guy that he's been playing basketball. He's been under the weather, and they've taken some of the ball handling duties and spread it around. Eli Craig's had it some. J.P. Gaines, even playing normally at power forward, he was doing some ball handling. So these guys are learning some new roles, and Coach Cook, just the guy to do it.
Well, they are definitely on an uptick, and we can hope that they can continue it here this afternoon against what will be a very, very ambitious and energetic Madison Central.
Yeah, this Madison Central team, they're 4-8. Now, I've seen Coach Feldhaus. He had the team that beat GRC the first time ever in the new arena, but those guys are gone. Trey Skaggs isn't there. Will Harden's not here. Jalen Davis isn't here. Hagan Harrison's not here. I mean, he was loaded then.
But he's
regrouping.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's the one and only loss they've incurred since they went in that building.
Yeah, that was a loaded power pack team that Coach Feldhaus brought over there then. We're going to take our final two-minute break. We will be back after this two-minute commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have starting lineup, tip-off, game action straight ahead right here on your home for Cardinal Sports, WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
High school basketball here in Richmond, Kentucky. Madison Central High School, the Richmond Car and Truck Center rental. Let's go to the public address.
Here's the
Clark taking on Madison Central. GRC, the visitor on the scoreboard and wearing those red uniforms. Seen the Cardinals wearing the road uniforms last night. Looked pretty sharp as well. They got a smart look today, wearing red trimmed in black, white numbers. Red, white, and blue. That's the color for Madison Central. They're wearing a white jersey. GRC moving from right to left. Morrison will jump it up against Ty Thomas, and Madison Central controls the tip, and they're in the front court quickly. Richardson has it left of the circle. They feed down on the blocks. Thomas with it. JP gained on him, giving up 4 inches, and Thomas with a jump hook in the paint. That's good.
Worked his way to the middle and got it down for the first two of the game.
Ashford runs it down to the right side, hands it off to Hampton. Straightaway Gaines, take it left side on the wing. Backdoor cut by Hampton, not there. Craig instead goes to Ashford. Malachi hits a three, top of the key.
Pass across the top. He nailed it from the top.
Ray with a pass. Morrison has it out on top. Now they go left side. They look into Thomas again. This time Gaines pushes him off the block. Morrison has it, go right side. They're trying Thomas in the post again. Gaines playing behind him with a forearm in his back. Richardson then has the ball, left elbow, kick it out. Morrison shot from three, partially blocked by Morrison. Cody Morrison had his shot blocked by Breland Morrison. Cardinals with the ball in the front court, played a minute, up one. Man-to-man by Madison Central. Ashford near midcourt. Throws it to Gaines. Gaines bluffs a handoff and now goes one-on-one. Ashford calls for it, gets it back left wing. Driving in, step on Ray, feeds Breland Morrison. He can hit that shot. This time he does it. Missed a corner three. Coming away, here come the Indians. Richardson, right side, checked there by Eli Craig. Got to the foul line, picked up his dribble. Craig tightens up. Over now to Ray. Ray off the screen. Craig slides through. Ray in the paint, double team, kick it out. Morrison with a ball fake, goes to the right side of the lane. Cards with good defense, nothing going there. Good switch off between Eli Craig and Breland Morrison. Reverse the ball, left side, they'll take a long three. Rattled in, came out, 5-9. Malachi Ashford with a rebound. He comes into the front court in a hurry, behind the back dribble as he's checked by Ray at the foul line. Dribbles it back out. Cards run the offense. Off a high ball screen. Split the defense. Blow by move. Missed at the rim. I wish he'd used the board, Bobby.
Yeah, he earned the two but didn't get the roll.
Didn't get the roll. Ray with a pass to Cody Morrison. Left side, Richardson's looking. They got Ty Thomas down on the left baseline. He spins against J.P. Gaines. Thought he had a move. Drop step baseline. Gaines squared up, and it's a turnover.
Forgot to bring the ball with him, and it went out of bounds. He was going to get the layup, but he lost control.
He lost it, didn't take the ball with him. Ashford's going to bring it up for the Cardinals. We played 2.5 minutes. GRC with the ball and a 3-2 lead. Ashford hands it off to Eli Craig. Straight away to Gaines. Perimeter passing by the Cards. First touch of the ball by Rashawn Hampton is productive as he hit a three.
Well, you know, he's going to get a three up probably unless it's a layup before it's going to be a two. So, Card 6-2 here early.
Rashawn's first touch of the ball drains the three. GRC with a run and jump in the three-quarter trap. Madison Central crosses midcourt. They look to Thomas. They got a mismatch against Hampton. Weak side help came too late, and the big guy Thomas at 6'6", he scores again.
Nice pass from the wing.
Cardinals will walk it up. Ashford running the point, crosses midcourt. He's walking it up. Left-hand dribble, left of the circle, bounce pass to Hampton. He'll stretch the defense there and hit another three. Two touches, two shots, two threes.
6 points, 4:34 left. Cards up 9-4.
Looking inside again to Thomas. Gaines pushing him off the blocks. So they reverse it right side. On the wing with it. Landon Ray. Ray at the foul line. Left elbow, shot a jumper. Ashford with his second rebound in traffic. Little guy comes out, feeds Hampton, drop it baseline. Eli Craig, three ball, rattled in, came out. Crashing the boards is Breland Morrison. Cards now, 3 of 5 shooting the three. They lead, though, 9-4.
Good start for the Cards.
Yes.
If they can continue this percentage, they're going to be in good shape today.
They're putting on the pressure, and in the backcourt, it's going to be Landon Ray having to bring it up with Ashford on him. Ashford runs him into a double team with Rashawn Hampton. Now finally they break the front court. Cody Morrison way out on the floor, flips it over to Landon Ray. Cards going man to man. Thomas, the big man at 6'6", he's playing out top of the key. Hands it off to Morrison, their leading scorer. Tried to go on Breland Morrison. Nice pass in the paint. Boy, I tell you what, Morrison drew the defense, and when Gaines looked at him, nice bounce pass, and big Ty Thomas, he's got 6 in the game.
Well, pass was perfectly placed, and it split the GRC defenders. He put it in, got the arm foul call, so he can cut this lead to 2 with a free throw.
Thomas with 6 points, and he's got all the scoring for Madison Central, and the free throw is good, so an and-one opportunity. Madison Central dropping back. No pressure on GRC as Ashford's going to walk it up. Ashford with a left-hand dribble and tape on that left wrist. He had a backdoor cut by Hampton, covered there well by Richardson. Rashawn comes out on the wing. He's got it on the right side. He's hit 2 threes. They step out on him, and rightfully so. Gaines makes himself available. He gets into the paint, up and under, left-hand shot. Good. We wouldn't have seen that shot last year, but this year, what growth?
What acrobatics, too, to get it up with his left hand as he's falling to the floor.
Nice basket by Gaines. Gives the Cards back a four-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 11-7. Here's Central. Backdoor cut. Nobody there to help. And Morrison scores. Got to have some weak side help on the baseline.
Well, Thomas, very, very alert. Coach Feldhaus called that back door and worked to perfection.
Here's off the screen. Rashawn Hampton stepped back three, feeling it, but it didn't go down. Rebound claimed in there by Eli Steele. Steele brings it in the front court, hands it to Morrison, right side of the circle. With it now is Landon Ray. Richardson calling for it, and Will Richardson, sophomore point guard, goes to Ray, straight away to Thomas. Thomas hands it off. Here's Morrison. Shot blocked. That's a second block by Breland Morrison of Cody Morrison's three. Ashford got to the rim. He crawled it over the basket. Fast break bucket for Ashford.
First shot attempt for leading scorer Cody Morrison was deflected, and as a result, Cards got the run out.
Out of bounds. It'll be possession to Madison Central. We've got Montez Gay coming in, Eli Craig out, and a couple of players checking in for Madison Central. Coming in, Ricky Goatley, and also checking in there, Luke Asher. Morrison had a couple of shots blocked. This is his third time he's had it blocked. He's challenged at the rim, and he shot it too hard. J.P. Gaines in the floor with two other Madison Central players. Jump ball, give it to GRC. So Morrison, nothing easy for him, Bobby. He's got 2 points. Got him on a backdoor cut, but he's had three shots blocked.
He is drawing the defenders without question.
Yeah, and not to be discouraged, he keeps putting it up. We'll see what the Cards can do here. GRC with the ball inside of 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Clock rolling. Gay, first touch of the ball. A long three straight away, and that's missed. GRC now 3 of 7 behind the arc. With the ball, Madison Central comes into the front court. Run and jump by the Cards. In trouble. Goatley has it. Leave it out on top. Cody Morrison back to Goatley. Goatley got into the paint, bounce pass across the lane, left side. Landon Ray, skip it around. First touch of the ball for Steele. Steele got rid of it. Passing game by Madison Central. GRC going man-to-man. Gaines with Ty Thomas on him. Morrison bluffs a three. They step out on him. A lot of patience here and some footwork there. No travel call, and we've got a whistle away from the ball as Rashawn Hampton came away with a rebound, and Ty Thomas hit the floor. Men are going to call that foul on J.P. Gaines, and he has picked up his second, team second of this first quarter, and we've got a minute 15 to play. Coach Cook asking for an explanation on that. How can the play be going on down the floor and then be called a foul?
Looked like they had a run out, but that might have been the reason.
Might have been the reason. J.P. playing physical in there. He's got two fouls guarding a guy that's 4 inches taller. Goatley takes the inbound pass. They go to Cody Morrison, left of the wing. Straight away, they go with the ball, reverse it right side. Goatley looks, two cutters cut through. Ray pulls it out. We've got a minute to go in the first quarter. Cards up 13-9, and we got an offensive foul. That time trying to create some space. Eli Steele just pushed him off. It'll be possession to GRC. Coach Cook finally letting the other official join the crew. He had a long conversation. Gaines comes out. Maddox Campbell in to play this final minute in the first quarter. Ashford runs off to the right side. Backs it out on the dribble. Brings Ray with him. Campbell offers a high ball screen. Pick and roll. Ashford shot off the rim. Morrison crashed the boards, but coming away, it's Cody Morrison for Central. Central in the front court. Cody Morrison floats a pass. Skip it right side. Now straight away, they go left the circle. Goatley moves it to Cody Morrison. Screen down, Ray bluffed a shot. Jump stop, cut off. Ty Thomas, baseline jumper, not there. Montez Gay clears the rebound. He finds Rayshon Hampton, clock at 25. Rayshon driving, shooting, and he got the score. Nice floater on the dribble drive.
Well, acrobatic left to right hand, switching, coming down the floor. He got it up through the defenders. Cards up by 6.
Clock rolling, 10 seconds. Central with the ball. Clock at 7. Ray way out near midcourt. Now it's at 4. Unaware of the situation. Morrison shoots a 3 off the front of the rim, and that'll do it. First quarter comes to an end. GRC playing well. The Cardinals leading at the end of one quarter of play. It's a 15-9 GRC lead. Bobby and I'll be back. 1 minute break. More to come on WWKY.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
Horn sound, second quarter play about to get underway. Cardinals, GRC, 15-9 leader. Bobby, you heard a little bit of that pep talk there by Coach Cook. He giving them some homework. He was saying, now, who's going to run the side on this play? Who's got the backside defensive assignment? Yeah. So doing a little check work with him.
Well, he's definitely a coach.
Goatley shoots a shot out of the set. Ball comes right back to him. He leaves a bounce pass in traffic, and Maddox Campbell blocked the shot of Luke Asher, but a foul called on Campbell. That'll be his first, team first of this quarter. You brought up off mic that you got that sub-double-digit first quarter score.
Yeah, anytime you can hold a team under double digits in a quarter, your defense is doing its job.
So they got one there, but Asher finally gets him at 10. Now he makes it 11 as he makes two free throws on some second chance opportunities for the Indians. Cards with the ball, up four, Ashford. It's Ashford, Hampton, Campbell, Morrison, and Gay on the floor. Rashawn Hampton tried to penetrate. He was cut down with a double team. Step
wow.
back three, good. Hey, you shut my lane down, I'll stretch the floor.
18-11. Card 7:28 left in the second quarter.
Perimeter passing by Central as they finally get it up the floor. They work it around, I should say, the perimeter now as they get it up the floor. GRC playing man-to-man. Goatley with a ball fake, takes it into the paint. Cross the lane pass. Landon Ray with a ball fake. Breland Morrison challenged the shot, and it was missed badly. Gay with a rebound. Morrison, a rare touch of the ball in this game. He's going to shoot a three. That's his second three. He's missed them both. And going the other way is Madison Central. Ray with a skip pass. Taking it in traffic. Montez Gay sends it back. Eli Steele thought he had a runner, Bob, but Montez says, let's put it in the bleachers.
Montez timed that jump perfectly, and that was something we missed last night. He just wasn't that active on the defensive boards, but good play there.
Coming off of a knee injury, trying to get his conditioning and strength back. It looks solid there. Bounce pass into the post. Asher tried an up and under, and he took an extra step, and he has a look of disbelief. And Coach Cook wanting a little tougher presence in the paint.
Well, they must have called a walk.
They did. They called traveling on him. And Maddox Campbell able to keep him from scoring on that up and under move, and Coach Cook issuing a challenge. New player in for Central. Cards keep the same lineup. Hampton comes off of Campbell screen. Rashawn got to the left elbow, 12-footer, shot it short. Campbell kept it alive. Another opportunity for the Cards. Hampton isolated, right wing, goes to the paint with a runner.
Wow.
Got it up, got it in. They cleared it out. He took one-on-one, and he's going to beat a lot of players.
He took the three defenders with him into the lane and still slithered his way between them to put it up with that left hand right in front of the bucket and got the whistle to boot.
13 points in the game for Rashawn Hampton.
Quickness helps.
As he's trying to make it a 10-point lead, he's got a free throw coming. This shot is up and it's good. And that's going to allow GRC to set the pressure. When you score like that, you can set the press, and that's what they've done. Two passes, and Central's got it in the front court. GRC up 10. We play 2 minutes here in the second quarter. Perimeter passing around with Central. Good ball movement. Left side driving in. Ashford, nice defense. Shut down Steele. Cam Steele calling for it. They get it over to Richardson. Steele comes off the curl. Now he has it off the central bench. Can't shake Ashland with the ball. Determined to get a shot off as Cody Morrison kind of forced it in there. And all red shirts. Cardinals on the defensive glass. How about that, Bobby? Campbell, Morrison, and Gay, three bigs all in the paint.
Yeah, Cody Morrison forced it and left GRC under the basket to get that board.
Perimeter handoff as now Breland Morrison going one-on-one. Jump stop, they took it away. First turnover by the Cards. Indians don't have numbers. Richardson needs help. Bounce pass across the lane. Cam Steele has it. Gets rid of it to Morrison. There's Rayshon Hampton. He got in the passing lane. Got a hand on it, got a foot on it, and everything. He kicked it out of bounds the other way. He was in the passing lanes, had it timed beautifully.
Well, that quickness out top really, really makes a difference against a team that's not ready for it.
And he'll make you play faster than you want to. He even plays faster than he wants to sometimes.
Yeah, he's got to slow him down at times.
Cardinals with full court pressure. Indians not crossing the timeline yet. Coach Cook wanting the 10-second, didn't get it. Cam Steele, bounce pass. Richardson takes it on the move. Ball fake, got deep, put it up and in. Ball fake freed him for an easy bucket, not an easy bucket, but a good shot.
He had four hands go up as a result of the ball fake, and as they came down, he went up for the deuce.
GRC with the ball up 21-13 as Malachi Ashford, he attacked the glass, and his runner's good. Nice floating shot.
He and Hampton make a great duo out front.
GRC trying to get back. Shot put up. Ty Thomas puts it up and in. That'll be an and one as right time the Cardinals did not get back. One of the few times that Central was able to beat GRC down the floor, and they're going to cash in. Big post player, Ty Thomas, he has now got 9 in the game, looking for 10.
Well, Ty Thomas again with that ball fake, and you get the defender off the floor, and you've got an easy shot and a foul to boot.
He's 4 inches taller than most anybody on the floor for GRC. He makes the and one. And the Cardinals, at one time with a 10-point lead, now 23-16. Ashford on the right wing. They screen down. Eli Craig has checked in at that. 18-footer by Hampton, left of the circle. That's off. Thomas with a rebound. Here comes Steele for the Indians. One-hand pass to Richardson, top of the key. Hand it off to Cody Morrison. Morrison right side to Eli Steele. Cam Steele wants it. He got it. Rayshon Hampton steps out. Hampton all over Steele, who backs and retreats near midcourt. Picked up his dribble and in trouble. He tried to give and go. Card switch off. Craig and Campbell switching off, and Morrison with it. Sliding through is Ashford in the pick. Rayshon Hampton on a breakaway, and he's fouled.
Intentional.
Intentional foul. They say he didn't go for the ball, and Rayshon will get to shoot two and the basketball. And Coach Feldhaus, he's hot. He's as red as the Cardinal uniform. He's saying that wasn't right.
It was close.
It was close, yeah. There were two players, and I thought
they sandwiched him as he tried to go up, but that ball never left his hip.
Rayshon at the line. He's made his only free throw attempt. This one on the way, and it's good. Young fella in double digits here early. Hampton had a 16-point game against them the first time these two teams met. This free throw good as well. He's 3 of 3 at the line.
Back up to 9 plus the ball possession.
16 in the game right now for Rayshon Hampton, who gets a blow, and the Cards have on the floor. It'll be Breland Morrison, Maddox Campbell, Eli Craig, Montez Gay, and to take the ball out of bounds, Malachi Ashford. They sit Morrison in the paint, Campbell on the baseline, Gay at the foul line. And Craig out there for a decoy, coming off the curl. Morrison,
wow.
Jump shot, good. There you go, 4-point trip for the Cardinals.
He waited for what the offense was set up to do, took advantage of the defense, and took the shot in rhythm.
Back to an 11-point lead now. Entry pass goes to Thomas. Campbell playing behind him. Thomas, the leading scorer, looks for cutters to come off of him. Nobody there, and he's trying to bully his way in. That's going to be an offensive foul. Campbell shading him to the right. Didn't want that left shoulder to get below him, and he did a good job that time.
Well, he moved his puppies. When you move your feet, chances are you're going to be in position to get the favorable whistle.
Yeah, Thomas wanted that jump hook in the paint. It's been good to him. It wasn't there. 3:15 to go before halftime. Cardinals with a ball and 11-point lead. Eli Craig, right wing, straight away to Morrison. Man-to-man by Madison Central. Morrison shooting, spinning in the lane. They call him for traveling. And make that the second turnover for GRC. 5 committed by the Indians, 2 by the Cardinals.
As he shuffled for the spin move, got an extra foot down, and Chris Turley there to make the call.
Perimeter defense by GRC has been good. Madison Central 0-4. Goatley bluffs a 3, got to the left elbow, throws a leaner up there, very short. Thomas rebounded, kept it alive, ball fake, driving in. Cody Morrison off balance, put it up and in. And that's a second chance bucket. And Morrison, only his second basket. And Coach Cook out on the floor saying, you got the foul on the wrong guy. Wow. It's going to put Morrison at the line. Can't hear who he's saying the foul was on, but Coach Cook saying, yeah, I believe you put it on the wrong guy as Morrison completes a 3-point play.
That's the lead to 8.
Malachi Ashford walking it up. Goatley will greet him at midcourt. He crosses the Indian emblem at midcourt, and he's got a foul. That's going to be on Cam Steele as he pushed Ashford as Malachi went to make his move. Steele comes out. Coming back in is Landon Ray. Steele a sophomore, Ray a junior. Ray a little bit bigger and taller. He's a 6-foot-tall junior guard. Ashford has it in the backcourt. Ray will pick him up. Double stack for the Cardinals as Ashford has his choice. Coach Cook trying to get 2 players on one side. Both got 2 wings on the right side. Campbell step back 3. He missed it off the pass as they overload the right side for rebounding strength. Campbell missed the 3, and it'll stay with the Cardinals. GRC 4 of 10 from behind the arc. Campbell comes out. He played appreciable moments, and Coach Combs gives him 5 as he goes to the bench. Coming back in is Rayshon Hampton. Hampton, Moreland, Craig, Gay, and Ashford on the floor. Montez, 17-footer, right baseline jump shot is missed. Coming away is Madison Central. Approaching 2 minutes to go before halftime. Indians with the ball. 27-19, Cardinal lead. Coming off that screen, it's Ray driving in. Bank shot too strong, crashed the boards, kept it alive, and Ray got another rebound, and he'll go to the free throw line. Coach Feldhaus knows his personnel, Bobby. He let Ray get a breather, and at 6 feet tall, he's sturdy built, and he crashes the boards well.
They got the advantage on the inside, and GRC's got the quickness advantage on the outside, and they've got their hands full with GRC's guards.
But are
taking them to the hole, and as a result, getting some second-chance opportunities.
He's trying to bring some little more strength and girth out there in the guard position, and Ray gives it to him. He's solid build at 6 feet tall, and he makes both free throws. An 11-point lead is now 27-21 in favor of the Cards. Ashford walks it up, bounce pass to Hampton, step back 3, he's hit 4, now make it 5. He hit another 3.
Coach Feldhaus just doesn't have an answer for that, and that is the main reason GRC's up, because they're shooting over 40% from 3.
In the front court, Madison Central tries to attack in the half-court set. Morrison shoots a 3 off the bounce, missed it. Craig with a rebound. Cardinals release. They got Ashford in the foot race. His shot at the rim is missed. A late whistle, but a foul called, and maybe it was late because the Cards were outrunning everybody, including the officials. They called a foul. It'll be on Ty Thomas. That's his second. The 6'6 post player for Madison Central gets his second foul, and Malachi Ashford at the free throw line, and his free throw shooting has been supreme this year. He's only missed 3 all season long. He leads the team in attempts and percentage, and he rolls this one in. 8 points in the game for the 5'9 sophomore guard. Thomas comes out. They bring Asher back in. Asher's a big guy, though, 6'4½, 200-pounder. He's a sophomore. Ashford makes the free throw for GRC.
Back up to the biggest lead of 11.
Madison Central in the front court. Cards going man-to-man. Ray picked up by Ashford. Bounce pass to Asher on the baseline, right of the lane. Gets into the paint. He's double-teamed. Fadeaway bank shot good. 10 feet out. Gay had him covered. Just a nice move.
Well, he needed to make a nice move to get that shot up and in.
Had a tough angle on the fadeaway. Coach Cook holding up five fingers, rubbing his brow, seeing his team attack with 48 seconds. Wow. That was a 25-foot three-point shot by Ashford. Madison Central with a rebounded miss. Eli Steele throws it to Morrison. Right side to go to Ray. They screen off the ball. Ball fake. They reverse it left side. Coming off the screen is Richardson. He was open momentarily. Cardinals fight through the screens. They're not switching. Ashford with a ball pressure on Morrison. Now Richardson with it. A lot of passing game. That screen away from the ball, something Indiana made popular. A lot of passing game. Pass the ball, go screen. Cut through, go screen. That's what Madison Central is running right now, the passing game. And in the passing lane is Malachi Ashford. He timed it beautifully. But then Richardson, or make that Ray, took his feet out from under him. And that's going to be a turnover by Madison Central. And to compound the problem, a foul on Ray. And that's going to be five fouls. And Malachi Ashford will get to go to the free throw line and score with the clock stop in 8 seconds to play.
Yeah, that was a critical sequence there. They worked it down from about 45 seconds.
Sure
but,
did.
Malachi's got that deft quickness and good hands, and he was able to slither in there and get that ball.
So Ashford's free throw is good. He is now 3 of 3 at the foul line. The Cardinals as a team, 6 of 6 in this first half. Another one coming for Ashford as he's trying to equal the largest lead by the Cards, and he does. He drops in both free throws, and as Bobby said, after 43 seconds, took it down to 8. And then Madison Central just throws it away, and Coach Feldhaus retreats down the bench just shaking his head. He saw his team have it with 43 seconds, and they did. They had an empty trip both times. Here's Ashford in a hurry, launches at the horn. Looks pretty good. It was like last night's shot. It was just a hair off. But
nice.
The first half comes to an end. The Cardinals of GRC leading here at halftime at this Richmond Car and Truck Center Classic. Over Madison Central, it's George Rogers Clark, 34, Madison Central Indians, 23. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will have a two-minute timeout. We'll step aside when we come back. We'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up in 2 minutes on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
We live with you. Grow up with you and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Halftime here at Madison Central High School, and it is the Richmond Car and Truck Center Holiday Classic. Richmond Car and Truck Center, it says here, 5018 Atwood Drive here in Richmond, Kentucky. They've hosted a tournament, or they sponsored a tournament, eight teams from across the state, and we're playing for third place right now, and GRC leading Madison Central at halftime 34-23. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and Bobby, looking at these numbers, both teams, low-scoring game in a way. The Cardinals being out-rebounded 17-13 by the Indians. Turnovers in the game, only two by GRC, seven committed by Madison Central. Looking at points off the bench, 4-0 edge for the Indians. Second chance points, it's a 7-5 edge to the Indians. Three-point shooting, though, big deal. GRC with a 15-0 edge in that. Both teams 7 of 7 at the free throw, 7 points at the free throw line. So points off turnovers, 12-5 edge to GRC 2. So hard to overcome those three-point shooting.
Well, and you take 25 shots, and almost two-thirds of them, actually 60, almost 60% of them are threes. If you get five of those down, then you might be shooting a little bit under your season average, but 15 points are 15 points. And when the other team has 0 points from the same arc, then that's the reason you have an 11-point lead.
Well, last night in the coach's comments after the South Laurel game, Coach Cook said, yeah, you know, we shoot a lot of threes. You know, maybe some think we shoot them too much. He's going to give his guys some freedom until they prove they can't handle it. But the way the GRC team hits, that's not a problem. Looking at some of the team numbers, Bobby and I have right here, it's 8 of 24 shooting for Madison Central, 33% for the game. They've missed all 6 three-point attempts. They are 7 of 7 at the foul line. For the Cardinals, GRC 11 of 25 shooting for 44%, 5 of 14 from behind the arc, 35.5%. They, like Madison Central, have made all 7 of their free throw attempts. Madison Central leading scorer in the first half, Ty Thomas, 10 points. He also tied in top rebounding with 4. He also has an assist in the ballgame. Other scoring, 3 points for Landon Ray, 2 for Hayden, Eli Steele, rather, and 1 point by a couple of Indians. That's Eli Steele and Luke Asher, 4 in the game. 10 points, for Ty Thomas. For GRC, 19 points for Rayshawn Hampton. He is 4 of 5 from behind the arc, 6 of 9 from the floor, 3 of 3 at the foul line, 19 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal, block shot. Other scoring for GRC, 11 points for Malachi Ashford. He's 4 of 4 at the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 11 points, 1 assist and a steal for Ashford, who played the entire first half. Eli Craig played 10.5 minutes, dished out an assist, pulled down a rebound, took only 1 shot. Other players for GRC, 2 points for J.P. Gaines. He took 1 shot and made it. He's got 2 rebounds. He's also got 2 fouls in the ballgame. Other scoring for GRC, Breland Morrison, 2 points on 1 of 3 shooting. He's got 1 rebound. He also has blocked 1 shot in the game. Other players, we've had Maddox Campbell, Eli Craig, and also Montez Gay have all played but failed to score. It's halftime here with the Cardinals leading over Madison Central at half, 34-23. We're going to take another 2-minute break when we come back. More halftime show coming up right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Mm-hmm. If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
It's halftime, and the Cardinals leading 34-23 over Madison Central. Nice little sound bed there, Tommy's playing. Baby, hold on. I think that's what we want to do, right, Bobby?
Cards with an 11-point lead, and let's see if they can bring it home in the second half.
GRC playing very well, 7 of 7 at the free throw line. They've turned Madison Central over 7 times in the ball game. About the only thing, GRC... they've lost the rebounding battle by 4, but again, they're trying their best in the paint. Central, they've got some strong players inside. And Bobby, I think you're exactly right. My name may be Joel. I don't know that I'm the prophet, but you and I both said this will not be a blowout game like we saw the first time these teams met. It'll be cut in half, and that's what we're seeing.
Well, basically, and that doesn't mean it won't.
It could stretch out.
Extend beyond that, but when you've got three good guards at this level who have a good handle, who have good hands, have quickness, and can shoot, then that's too many people I have to guard. And Breland's only got, 2 points?
Yeah.
And JP has waited and taken what he gets, but Hampton and Ashford have pretty much done the damage, and consequently, 11-point lead.
We'll take our final 30-second break back after this brief message.
This is Dr. Barry Williams, licensed pediatrician and director for Sterling Healthcare's school-based health program, serving more than 11,000 students and staff members in schools throughout Montgomery, Powell, Bourbon, and Nicholas counties. Along with coordinator Casey Razor and our team of talented professionals, we are honored to work alongside educators and school staff in these schools to provide added peace of mind about your child's well-being at school. Sterling Healthcare, we're here and at school for your family.
Cardinals will have the ball, and they have an 11-point lead. Man-to-man by Madison Central, and Breland Morrison with a wraparound to Montez Gay. And they're going to say Gay traveled down in the post. Three turnovers by the Cardinals is GRC coming with a full court pressure. Now, GRC was able to handle Madison Central the last time they met. 70-43, I believe, was that one in.
Yeah.
Central trying to give them a better game. Same floor right here, double team, and we're going to have a jump ball. It will stay with the Indians on their end of the floor. Cardinals send out on the floor Morrison, Gay, Gaines, Ashford, and Hampton to begin this second half. Having an 11-point lead, that equaled the longest lead. A bounce pass on the baseline, left side, Cody Morrison kicks it out. There's Rayshon Hampton. He got a steal. He's in a run out, going down, finger roll at the rim, put it in. Steal and a score.
Yeah, he just quickness out at the top, led to the pilfer and the score.
Wonderful game for Rayshon, the senior. We're used to seeing this kind of basketball. Eli Steele throws it left wing. Now they center it straight away to Richardson. Madison Central with the ball in the front court. Cardinals stay with a man-to-man. Thomas calling for it in the paint. He had 6 points in the first quarter, but they kick it out. A rare three shot by the Indians. That's missed. They're 0 for 6. Gay with a rebound. Outlet to Morrison. He leans in, and they're going to call charge. Yeah, I thought that was coming. As you could see, Steele had possession on the position, rather, on the block.
Guards trying to take it strong to the basket the first time, Gay. Nice start to the second half, but he was called for traveling. And on that one, Card staying aggressive, but to a fault in that case.
Pressure in the backcourt. Central still haven't crossed the line. Now they throw it to Richardson. He's right of the circle. Kick it out with it. Now is Ray. Puts it on the floor with a left-hand dribble. Left side on the wing. Steele calls for it and got it. Now they're looking to reverse it. Right side they go. Morrison feeds Thomas on the blocks. He's trying to get space. Ball fake, jump hook. He likes to turn over that left shoulder, and he jump hooks and puts it in. That's been his go-to move.
Used his body to get enough space to get it up and over the rim.
He could have gone to his left. It'd have been easier, but he likes to spin over that jump hook and that left shoulder. Man-to-man by the Indians. Hampton has it. Got free. Shoots the three. Oh. Off the back iron. Didn't get the roll. Loose ball claimed by Madison Central. Central in the front court. Pass on the baseline. Now entry into Thomas. This time he's on the left blocks. Again, wants to get in over that left shoulder. Gay overplays him that side. They kick it out and take it to the right wing. Flashing across the lane. Thomas calling for it. Didn't get it. So Cody Morrison, their leading scorer, he's been held in check. He's trying to work without the ball off of entry pass into Thomas. Thomas just looking to try to bully his way in. That jump hook not there, and Hampton with a rebound for the Cards. Here comes Ashford down the right side with a right-hand dribble behind his back. Finds Hampton. Rayshon jump stop in the paint. Sets Gay. Montez, ball fake, got in the lane. Scoop shot, missed it at the rim. He had a nice move.
Yeah.
Tried to use the glass, shot too hard. Going the other way. Indians have the ball. 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Thomas trying to direct traffic out to Steele. He raises, yeah, shoots, and hit a three. First three they've hit.
Finally got one, trimming the lead to 8.
Cards will walk it up. Ashford looks over at Coach Cook, who is in an unfamiliar position, and that's sitting on the bench. Ashford walks it up, goes to the right side, screen down, pop out Morrison, left side, elbow shot, 15 by Hampton, not there. It's Madison Central, one and done for GRC. Here come the Indians. They try to get an angle for an entry pass. They do, into Thomas. He's on the left blocks, two cutters, kick it out to Richardson. Good ball movement by the Indians. Morrison, their leading scorer, can't get free. Steele looking for him. Now he gets it to him between the circle. Screen away from the ball. Ray rolls through. Ashford trails him. He didn't get it. Nearly a travel by Morrison. He forces up a runner. Missed it. Ty Thomas with a rebound put back. But he's a warrior in there. He's kind of willowy built and 6'6", but he's holding his own in the paint.
He takes up the space and gets to the spot. And consequently, Cards getting out-rebounded mightily here in this third quarter.
Sure were, and they were out-rebounded 17-13 at halftime.
They're getting a lesson in rebounding on both ends.
It's going to be Ty Thomas at the free throw line here in the midpoint of this third quarter. GRC holding to a 36-28 lead. Both these teams have not missed a free throw this afternoon, and as soon as I say that, Thomas misses this one. He has another free throw coming. Thomas with 10 points, 4 boards in the first half. He missed them both, but at the rim, he got his own ball, and he followed it up and in. Boy, you talk about something that irritates a coach. And here Coach Cook's going to call a timeout. You talk about an irritating thing when there's an offensive rebound put back on a foul shot. That, that gets you irritated. Time called. Bobby's got a message. He'll share.
I'm going to try, folks.
I put you in the spot.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a new Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. In 5 models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles the job in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor Sales today.
Thank you, sir. Hey, no hill for a climber there, Bobby. He's as tough as those mowers are talking about there, Montgomery Tractor.
Yeah, but the Cards need to get cranking here a little bit.
They need to get a little tougher, too, especially on the glass. Here's Hampton off the ball screen. Goes to Morrison. Rayshon circles around, wants it, calls for it back. He's got it. Says, Malachi, you run it. Hands it off to Ashford between the circle. 3:40 to go in the third. Cards up by six. Ashford gets into the paint. Kick it out to Gaines. JP driving. Jump stop. Bank shot. Missed it. Tried to crash the boards for his own rebound putback. And Thomas may pick up a foul. And that's going to be the case. That's his third. And actually, that's one time looked like Gaines was climbing his back.
Yeah, but the ball came out to Gaines.
He was hot. He was going.
And he was, they're trying to get something established inside, but just haven't been able to make the shot yet.
Ashford needs to get it inbounds, float it out, and they're going to have timeout called again by Coach Cook. He's burnt a couple of 30s here in this third quarter, so we'll step aside for a brief message. GRC up six, 3.5 to go in the third. More after this brief 30-second break.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Well, we appreciate that sponsorship and what the university brings to higher education in the area. Cardinal ball inside, and a nice sell on a flop job by Eli Steele as Montez Gay was bound and determined, and HE double hockey sticks bent to get to the rim, and he did lean into him, but that'll be a foul on Gay. Fifth turnover by the Cards.
Coach doing what he can to get something in close, but so far unable to.
Gay comes out, and they bring Eli Craig in. It's Hampton, Craig, Ashford, Morrison, and Gaines on the floor for the Cardinals, who've had an 11-point lead, but now in danger of having Madison Central cut deeper into it. Luke Asher in the post, not the scoring threat Thomas was, but he's got good size. He's got the ball, pull-up 10-footer, went down, came out, tipped by Ray, not there. Rayshon Hampton with his fourth rebound. Rayshon comes out of the pressure with the dribble. Now he pushes it down the floor, behind the back, between the legs, spot-up three, long one, good. When all else fails, that's only the second basket for GRC this entire third quarter of play.
Huge shot, however.
Left of the circle, dribbling, Cody Morrison, their leading scorer. He bounce passes to Steele, takes it right back. They go left side of the circle, trying to post his Asher. He didn't get it. Gaines playing with three fouls and playing behind him. They look into the post as they pass it around. Left of the circle, drop it in. Look, now a little screen, and Morrison responds on the baseline. Ball fake. Cody Morrison goes up, and that's the fourth time that Breland's blocked his shot. Two have been clean and two called with fouls. Mm. Morrison on Morrison. He's blocked four, Bobby. Two fouls, two cleans.
Looked like he went straight up.
That's going to put Cody Morrison at the line. He's got 5 points in the game. He's made his only free throw, an and one on a second chance putback. He goes there with his team down nine and now make it eight as he puts the first free throw through. Morrison, a 6'2 junior. Couple of dribbles, eyes the basket. Coach Feldhaus and Coach Cook both walking, talking to their bench. Cardinals with the ball, up 39-32. Clock rolling, 2:15 in the third. Coach Cook says, come up to the high post. JP does, offers a screen for Ashford. They switch off. Malachi's got a mismatch. He didn't kick it to Gaines. Instead, Rayshon Hampton, and Rayshon's three is missed. Gaines kept it alive. I thought it went off Madison Central, but it's going to be possession to the Indians. Cards 5 of 15 behind the arc, but again, only two baskets in this third quarter, and we played 6 minutes.
That's what happened to them last night.
You're right.
They weren't able to find the basket here. It's like they may be getting a little weary, or the tendencies are to miss for a change, and as a result, they couldn't quite pull it out last night.
Indians break the pressure. Goatley bounce pass to Asher, clears the space, makes a jump hook up, missed it. Craig with a rebound on the air ball. Eli crosses over, foul line, kick it back to Hampton. Rayshon driving, they blocked his shot. He's a lefty, and he went up with the right hand. And he got sandwiched, and that foul is going to be on Goatley. It'll be Hampton at the line for GRC. 3 of 3 free throw shooting in this ball game. Solid performer in every area. Averaging 17 points a game. He knocks this free throw down. Rayshawn. 25-point performance. So he's...
And they need him.
He's putting up the points. He's the high-productive guy.
Yeah, they need them all.
Makes both free throws. And GRC, the scoring slack is not there. And Hampton, with his 78% free throw shooting, knocks them both down. In the front court, Indians, ball fake. Campbell checked in for GRC. Campbell, Craig, Ashford, Gaines, Hampton. And a three-point shot's missed. Maddox Campbell got the rebound. He's double-teamed in the backcourt, needs help. Throws it over. Here's Rayshawn Hampton. Hampton waits for numbers, and he hands it off to Malachi Ashford. Looks over at Coach Cook. Coach Cook holding up five fingers on his hand. Ashford keeps the dribble. Right wing pass to Hampton. Eli Craig will shoot a three. Rim that one off. Rebound chased down in the left corner by Madison Central. Asher goes to Ray. Ray a little shaky as he races into the front court. Hands it off to Cody Morrison. Put it on the floor. A little floater, and he got it. That leaner in the paint. Third basket for Morrison.
Back to a 7-point lead.
Ashford walks it up for the Cardinals. He and Coach Cook have an exchange. He's that close to him on the sideline. Rayshawn didn't get the ball on the cut through. Ashford keeps the dribble going. Clock at 25. Craig is deep in the left corner. They're looking to set him. Ashford drives in. Can't find him. Looking for him. Bounce pass to Rayshawn Hampton. Ray steps out on him. Coach Feldhaus says, give him no room. Rightfully so. He's hit 5 threes. So he defers out to Ashford. Clock at 7. Clock at 6. Now at 5. Ashford. He's going to take a long three. Looks short and flat, and it is. And Cards didn't handle that last 48 seconds very well. But they still lead at the end of three quarters of play. It's GRC 41, Madison Central Indians 34. Bobby and I'll be back, fourth and final quarter, coming up in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
I want to do business the country time way. Honesty, integrity, that's a great mix. I'm Winchester bound at exit 96. Cause I ain't into gimmicks and neither are they. I'm gonna buy my ride the country time way. The country time way. The country time way.
Buy your next ride. Buy your next ride. Buy your next ride.
Fourth and final quarter coming to you from Madison Central High School. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Cardinals of GRC, 10-1 on the season. A 4-8 Madison Central team giving them all they want. It's 41-34 in favor of GRC, and the Cards get the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Gaines has it for GRC, pounds it on the floor, tries an up and under move, jump hook up over Steele, and JP just had him backing him down and got position. Steele had to foul him. Gaines will go to the line to shoot two. Gaines coming off a couple of games where he's had double figures in each contest, but not scoring in this one at that pace. And he shot, that's the first free throw missed by either by GRC today.
We've got to get somebody other than Rayshawn to score this half. He got all 7 points, if I'm not mistaken, in the third quarter. And held to 7 and still with this lead. There we go.
Gaines makes a free throw, and Cards just went cold and didn't have really any interior scoring. Now Madison Central trailing the play. Ray, he raises with a three. Missed the shot. Tough rebound. I like that. Maddox Campbell just, the guy's just shedding off his shoulders as he pulled it down. Gaines will try a three.
There we go.
How about that? J.P. Gaines hits a three, his first attempt of the game.
Those 4 points needed badly by the Cards.
Entry pass. Campbell broke it up. Hampton got the steal. Bounce pass to Craig at the rim.
Beautiful pass, and we have a timeout. All of a sudden, Cards explode for 6 quick points here and take command again.
Beautiful pass by Rayshawn Hampton off full stride, full speed with a bounce pass. Back after this brief 30-second break.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Cards on a good little run here coming out of this fourth quarter.
Yeah, huge. Get a little momentum back.
Madison Central with the ball after their timeout. They called a 30, and they try to throw it in the paint and to double down in the interior, and that's going to be on J.P. Gaines. He's going to pick up number three. He's played a lot of minutes with two fouls. He picks up the third here. That is the first quarter.
As critical as anything, those 4 points he just contributed. Those were huge.
Central gets the ball inbounds on their end of the floor. Cardinals going man-to-man. They played man. Now they're matching up.
Zone.
They're looking like, looking like zone. It's Coach Cook calling his play. You got Ashford and Craig on top. Campbell in the middle. Hampton and Gaines on the block. Here's Rayshawn Hampton. Got his fourth steal. 3-on-2. Rayshawn didn't like the odds and the numbers. Circles around with a dribble. Shoots a fadeaway. Not there. Maddox Campbell got the offensive rebound. Throws it out to Craig. Ball fake on a pass. Couldn't drill the three. Gaines battling. And finally, the 6'6 Thomas pulls it away for the Indians. Lead pass in the front court. Yep. Goatley banked it in. That is only the second transition bucket of the day for Madison Central. And they cut it here in the fourth. 47-36. Cards with the lead. And the basketball. 6 minutes to go in this game. Ashford just dribbling between the circle. Ray giving him a lot of room. GRC spreading the floor. They got Campbell and Gaines on the wing, on the baseline, Craig and Hampton. Cards going a little smaller with the lineup. Here's Ashford. Dribbles in. He penetrated and then didn't like it, and he retreated back. Maddox Campbell offers the screen. Nothing on the pick and pop. Spinning, shooting, and Ashford missed at the rim. Ray with a rebound for the Indians. Ashford picks him up at midcourt. Pass to Goatley. Goatley pull up 15-footer off the bounce. Didn't get it. Fight for the rebound. Cards a little smaller in there now, but they try to pry it loose. Morrison with a floater, and he got it. Second chance scoring for the Indians. Proved pivotal there.
Yeah, they dominated the glass. 5:20 mark. Cards up 9.
In double figures now is Morrison with 11. He scores 16 on the season. Cards held him to only 9 the first time they saw him. Double stack, high ball screen, and Ashford took his eye off of it, and the Cards turn it over. 6th turnover of the game for GRC, the 4th in this half. Racing into the front court. Here's Ray with it. Picked up the dribble at the right elbow. Skip it left side. Morrison
there
with a
three.
He got it. Coach Feldhaus liking is what he's seeing now as he's imploring his team to pick up defensively as he kneels in front of the bench. Coach Cook says, let's take a 30. So GRC extended the lead, and now all of a sudden a charging Madison Central coming back. We've got full timeout called by GRC. Cards up 47-41, back in 1 minute.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches,
and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Cardinal ball after the timeout. You've got Montez Gay, Malachi Ashford, Breland Morrison, J.P. Gaines, and Rayshon Hampton, who has the ball now. One-hand pass to Morrison, driving right of the lane, jump stop, put up a shot, forced it up. No call, a lot of contact. Coach staring down the official, give and go to Ray, not there. Morrison, who scored the last bucket, makes a nice pass, and all of a sudden we got a ball game.
47-43, 4:20 left in the game.
Ty Thomas at the baseline. He puts it up and in. 16 points in the game for the 6'6 post player. Cardinals run the weave out on top. We've got a whistle, a foul away from the ball, and the official stepping in to take control immediately. He called the foul on Eli Steele, his second, and that will be the second on Madison Central in this quarter. Ashford looking, got Morrison, and they're going to say
stepped on the line.
Stepped on the line on the handoff, and Coach Cook saying that's part of the play is he takes a handoff after he inbounds the pass. That's going to fall on deaf ears, and the Cardinals have turned it over five times here in the 12-minute stretch in the second half. Still 4 minutes to go. Central with the ball. They can get as close as they've been in quite some time. They break the pressure. Steele passes into the front court. Thomas out to Ray. GRC played 2-3 zone just for one possession. They're back to a man-to-man. Thomas between the circle. Backdoor cut. Morrison covered well by Hampton. Ray comes off the screen. They switch off. Somebody left Goatley open. Ashford turned him over to Morrison, but now Card's back in good shape defensively. Madison Central runs a weave. Ashford picks up Goatley, left to the circle with the ball. Morrison, drop it baseline. One dribble didn't go anywhere with Steele. Steele wants it back, and he got it. Throw it into the post, and they got Gay jumping over the back of Thomas, and you can just see the Cardinal fans cringe when that whistle blew. Second foul on Gay. Team fouls even at two each here in the fourth quarter. Madison Central ball underneath their goal. Here's Goatley shooting the three. Man, we got a ball game. It's a one-point lead for GRC as Goatley hits his first three of the game. He's got five all here in the third quarter.
12-0 run.
Cards need to score. Bobby and I talked about balance. It's been all the guy with the ball now, Rayshon Hampton. He needs some help. Somebody's got to step up and give him some support. He's a weary man. He looks over at Coach Cook. Gives it off to Malachi Ashford, and Card's playing slow down right now. Slow down with the ball. Coach Feldhaus kneeling, twitching his fingers as he's seeing his team just sag in, and now he says, come get them. But the Card's going to spread the floor. Ashford nearly lost the ball on the dribble. Between the leg dribble, he retreats out. He took Ray inside. He's given up 3 inches. Ray's very strong, too. He's physical. They've got him out there on Ashford. Ashford. Dribbles, right side, Ray trailing him. Got him on his back. Goes to J.P. Gaines. Gaines out to Rayshon Hampton, who looks over to Coach Cook. Card's playing, I wouldn't say stall ball, but they forced some shots in the half court that they didn't need to force. Now they're being a little more methodical with it as the clock approaches 2 minutes to play, and GRC with the ball in a one-point lead. Possession arrow favoring Madison Central on a jump ball. Inside of two, clock running. Hampton looked like he wanted to go one-on-one against Goatley. Goatley shading him to the left. Rayshon will shoot a three. Went down, came out. Thomas with a rebound, and Madison Central fans all cheering as they sense their team can take the lead. Running it off to the left side is Ray with the dribble. Landon Ray passes out on top. Morrison has it. Drop it on the right wing. Goatley screen down, pop out, steal. Perimeter passing by the Indians. They look into the post. They get it to Thomas. J.P. Gaines playing him with three fouls. Thomas got deep. He got weak side help from Breland Morrison. J.P. Gaines hits the deck. He's writhing in pain under the basket. It's going to be a foul on Breland Morrison, his third, team third. J.P. on the floor. Now he's up and trying to walk it off. Do have a third quarter score on the girls' game. It was 56-32 in favor of GRC. The interesting thing about this Madison Central team is Ty Thomas will shoot two and try to give his team the lead. Bobby, we haven't seen Lanshaw. That guy, Lansaw. He led him in scoring the first time we played. He hasn't played any of this game. And just like that, we're tied up with a minute 24 to play in this game. Madison Central trying to avenge a near 30-point blowout on this floor earlier in the year. Second free throw, and now Central's got the lead. Their fans applaud. Their bench is clapping.
14-0 run to take the lead at the 124 mark.
GRC will bring it up with Malachi Ashford. Dribbling into the front court with the right side. Keeps the dribble. Morrison comes off the curl. Double screen. He forced the shot up. Thomas blocked it. J.P. Gaines got the rebound and missed. Gaines, a little shaky dribbling it, favoring that turned ankle. Now he's going to try to set up at the high post. He's coming out. Ashford finds him. Gaines looking. A rare three on the way. That's good. He's hit two threes. Boy, and that's both threes in this fourth quarter. And that one shot. GRC back to the lead.
And who got the rebound?
JP with a second chance scoring, and he put it in himself. Well, a full timeout called. We'll take a 30-second break. GRC up two back after this brief message.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Well, this game has turned into a nail-biter as the Cardinals of GRC, at one time, Bobby, I think up 11, even into taking it into the fourth quarter, but
up 13,
hit a cold spot, and Madison Central, they just kept pouring it on, and the Cards maybe took a shot selection a little questionable, but they're trying to battle and keep the lead.
14-0 run can get you back in a game.
Central with the ball. GRC playing a 2-3, three-quarter trap. Morrison leaves it on the baseline, or he wanted to, but Hampton and Gaines clamp down. It's Hampton, Gaines, Ashford, Gay, and Morrison on the floor for GRC. There's 49 and a half seconds to play. Central with the ball. Cardinals with a two-point lead. Possession arrow favors the Indians, who have it in the front court. Thomas puts down two dribbles. Feeds Morrison, shoots for the lead, missed it. Long rebound comes out. J.P. Gaines got it. They double-team Gaines, and they're going to say off his foot. They double-team Gaines as he couldn't shed him. And it'll be possession two. Madison Central, who wants to call a timeout, and I'm sure a run, an out-of-bounds play here with 34 and a half seconds to go in the ballgame. GRC up two. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
The Paris Stockyards is currently closed for the holiday season. Take this time and spend it with family and friends and enjoy the holidays. The Paris Stockyards thanks you again for another incredible year. The next sale will be Thursday, January the 4th. Happy holidays from this area's premier stockyards, the Paris Stockyards, where it's farmers doing business with farmers. Once again, Paris Stockyards is currently closed for the holiday season. First sale next year, January the 4th.
Coach Cook talking to his players here right in front of Bobby and I. Joel Bennett with you. Bobby Baldwin here at the Richmond Car and Truck Center Holiday Classic. It's going to be Madison Central's ball underneath their goal. GRC leading 50-48. Each team with fouls to give, as the Cards have two fouls to give. Madison Central with three. We've got 34 and a half seconds. Possession arrow favoring the Indians on a jump ball or a held ball. Officials look over at the scorer's table and they say, let's go. Central trying to get it in bounds. Cards going man to man. They didn't get screened. Thomas got to the lane, put it up, missed the shot. Montez Gay with the rebound, needs help, throws it out to Breland Morrison. 2-on-1, Hampton at the rim, put it in. Cards up 4.
21 seconds left.
Clock rolling. Central trying to hurry in the front court. Racing to the left side. They feed it into Thomas. He leans in. No call as Morrison hit the deck. And Big Ty Thomas put it in. And he scores with 10 and a half seconds to play in the game. And the Card's up 2. No whistle on that, but we got a 30-second timeout called by the coach of the Madison Central team, that being Alan Feldhaus Jr., of which whom this court is named after. 30 years here at the helm of this Indian team. Both these coaches have won a state championship, and they're in a battle now.
Three fouls they have to give in order to get us to the line. So if we can just hold on to the ball, we can take a lot of these final 10 seconds.
Well, and you don't have to. You don't have to even, let's see how much time exactly there is. You may not even have to cross midcourt. Maybe 10.2, 10.3. Yeah. So, you got to get it in bounds. But after that, you don't even have to dribble because you know Madison Central is going to come foul. Now, what you need to do is have somebody screen for your guard, have Hampton and Ashford come hard to the ball. Ashford coming hard to the ball. He's got it. Really didn't need to dribble, but he did, and he eluded who was Landon Ray, and that's his foul. That's his second. That's team third, each team with three fouls. There's 9.5 seconds to go in the game. Cards up 52-50. And, again, you don't even have to dribble. You don't even have to advance the ball. Just get it in bounds. And Ashford comes for it. He's got it, and he's fouled in the backcourt. It's 8.2 seconds. So this may be the longest 10 seconds we played. Let's see here. Cards are going to keep it.
2.1 seconds so far off the board.
Again, just get it in bounds. Don't have a held ball. Ashford trying to call for it. They get it into him. Stolen by Madison Central, and then the Indians throw it out of bounds. Wow. I know you don't have to dribble. Just get the ball in and just hold it. I mean, you get 10 seconds to cross midcourt. There's no sense in dribbling. It's easier said, but they screen for Ashford, and they get it into Rayshon Hampton, and he is fouled in the backcourt. Coach Cook saying, come over and talk to me, guys, with 4.5 seconds. Hampton will go to the free throw line for GRC. And, boy, well, they got that steal, Bobby, with 5.5 seconds. And the ball could be on their end of the floor. It didn't happen, but it made you.
He was falling.
Made
out
you
of
hold
bounds.
Your breath a little bit.
He threw it back out of bounds.
Free throw by Hampton now makes it a 3-point lead for GRC. A game he's played.
This is the big one.
29 points in the game for Rayshon. He may have had one 30-point game that I can recall last season, but he's got one here. He's got 30 in the game, makes it a 4-point lead. And launching at the horn, it goes off the mark. And the GRC Cardinals avoid a scare. It's the Cardinals winning this. They'll take third place in this tournament of 8 teams. GRC winning in a final, 54-50 over Madison Central Indians. Both teams down on the floor, congratulating each other, and we've had a productive 3 days here as the Cardinals come away with a 2-1 record. They garner third place in this Holiday Classic. 2-minute break coming up. Bobby and I'll be back. More basketball and a post-game show coming up after this 2-minute break.
Attention, small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact LocalDigitalKY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
It's the holidays, and with all that extra activity can come more injuries and emergencies. The emergency department at Clark Regional is open 24/7. Let the caring and experienced medical staff care for you and your family for any emergency that may arise. Don't put off going to the ER for severe injury or illness. Count on Clark for emergency care right here, close to home. For more information, visit online at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
George Rogers Clark Cardinals accept the third place trophy plaque here at the Richmond Car and Truck Center Holiday Classic. GRC comes away with two wins and one loss over here. They win today in a final 54-50, pushes the Cardinals record to 11-1. They played a very tough, scrappy Madison Central team that came in the host school at 4-8. They dropped now to 4-9, a game that was a low-scoring ball game. GRC played good defense in the first quarter, got that single-digit scoring. Were able to extend the lead a little bit by halftime. Thank you, sir. And Madison Central wouldn't go away. Bobby, they played catch-up the entire game. They had the lead momentarily in the fourth quarter, but a J.P. Gaines 3 stopped that big 14-0 run.
Yeah, the 124 mark, they took the lead, and then J.P. came out of nowhere to hit that bucket, and Guards needed it.
Needed it in a mighty, mighty way. Looking at some of the team numbers in this ball game, again, the main one, the final score, 54-50 in favor of GRC. Looking at some of the team numbers, free throw points, both teams were supreme. 11 for Madison Central, GRC with 12. Points off turnover, 16 for GRC, 13 for the Indians. Total rebounds, Madison Central out-rebounded the Cardinals, 31-25. Three-point scoring, 24-9 edge to GRC. Second chance scoring, 11-8 edge to Madison Central. When you look at fast break scoring, it was 10-4 in favor of the Cardinals. Turnovers in the game, 8 committed by GRC, 6 of those in the second half. For Madison Central, they had 10 turnovers in the ballgame, only 3 miscues in their final 16 minutes. Looking at team shooting, neither team shot exceptionally well. Defense and physical play will add up to that. Coupled with physical play, good defense, get you these kind of numbers. Madison Central, they're 18 of 46 for 39%, only 3 of 14 behind the arc, 21.5%. At the free throw line, very solid, very good, 11 of 13, 84.5%. For GRC, the Cardinals shoot 17 of 44 from the floor overall, 38.5%. They were 8 of 23 from behind the arc, making 3 three-pointers in the second half. Almost 35% from three-point range. A sparkling 12 of 13 at the free throw line for 92.5% shooting for GRC in the game. Leading scorer for Madison Central in the ball game, it was 20 points for Ty Thomas, 8 of 11 shooting. He also had a team-high 8 rebounds, dished 2 assists, and blocked a shot. Other scoring, 14 points for Cody Morrison. Got most of those in the second half. He had 2 rebounds and 4 assists to lead his team. Other scoring for Madison Central, 5 for Ricky Goatley off the bench, 4 for Asher, Luke Asher, Eli Steele with 3 and 2 points each by the starting backcourt of Will Richardson and Landon Ray. Did not see Lanshaw. Maybe he's not on the team. I didn't see his name on here. He played well against GRC their first game. For the Cardinals, player of the game, hey, hands down, Rayshon Hampton gets 30 of the GRC 54 points. Rayshon did it on 9 of 17 shooting. He was 5 of 9 behind the arc, took 7 free throws and made them all. 30 points for Hampton, his first 30-point game this year. I think he had one last year. Rayshon got 3 rebounds in this game, dished 1 assist, came away with a team-high 4 steals, and he blocked a shot. So an all-round effort. Eli Craig played 17 minutes, took 4 shots, hit one of those. He's got 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist on the floor. Malachi Ashford played the entire game, finished with 11 points, all of those in the first half. He was 4-4 at the foul line, got 3 rebounds, led the team with 4 assists, picked up a steal as well. Other players, Montez Gay stretching his game out a little bit, coming back from an injury, played 19 and a half minutes. Failed to score, took 3 shots, did have 4 rebounds in the ball game for GRC. Playing 23 minutes, J.P. Gaines. Gaines 1 point away from his 3rd double-figure game in a row. He comes away with 9 points on 3 of 4 shooting, 2 for 2 behind the arc. He pulled down 5 rebounds to lead the Cardinals. He also came away with 1 steal. Other player, Breland Morrison. Morrison had 2 points in the game. Couldn't find his shooting eye. He goes 1 of 5. He did have a rebound, 2 points in the ballgame for the Cardinals. Other players, Maddox Campbell logged a lot of minutes. He played 12 minutes, 12 solid minutes. He took 1 shot and missed it. It was a 3, but he did have 3 rebounds and was able to hold the post down and give GRC a little bit of strength down in the paint as Ty Thomas was having his way with 20 points and getting his way down there in the block. So Maddox, he's coming in, and you know he's having to play other minutes. Hamp Taylor all wasn't right here. Hampton Taylor, he's been ill, Bobby, and Montez Gay trying to come back off an injury, and you got to look at Campbell and say, hey, it's on you, brother. You want PT? You got PT now.
It's not only on you. It was also on J.P. Gaines, who, when we were dying, giving up 14 straight points to lose the lead, he's just unconsciously goes out there and strokes a 3 to get him back the lead that they never relinquished. And then he came in there and got a critical rebound, actually 2 rebounds in the last minute or so. So hats off to him for hanging in there and doing what he had to do to help GRC preserve this tenuous victory.
54-50, the Cardinals win. Again, they move to 11-1 on the season. We'll take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with possibly coach's comments. We'll wrap up the postgame show, all that coming up. Let's take a 1-minute break. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Madison Central High School, the host school for the Richmond Car and Truck Center Holiday Classic. George Rogers Clark goes 2-1 in this three-game, three-day event. Cardinals push their record to 11-1. And up here with us, winning head coach Josh Cook and Coach Cook's team. They win this one in a final 54-50. A low-scoring game, Coach. Shooting percentage is not real good, but tough defense and physical play coupled together will do that.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're playing your third game in 3 days, it kind of happens. I mean, it's like postseason play, and it's been good for us to play some some really close games and had to grind out, make possessions. We were in one last night, 24 hours to be in another one, where you're in the driver's seat for the most part, and the other team makes a run, and you have to step up, and J.P. Gaines steps up and hits a big shot there. So,
yeah, and Bobby and I were talking. It was his three that shot you back to the lead, but it was also two critical rebounds there in the waning minute and a half. He got an offensive board, kept it alive, and he also got a defensive rebound that kept them from scoring again. Sometimes the little things prove big.
Yeah, little things is everything. That's life and basketball. But I'm proud of our guys. It was good. I mean, we got to get back healthy and get back in the gym at times. We're going to take a couple days off. We're 11-1 rolling into New Year, and I'm truly thankful for that. Our guys have done. You know, it's been a great season so far, and looking forward to the second half.
Yeah, you're listening to head coach Josh Cook. Your front line's been hampered somewhat. The injury to Gay and the illness to Taylor, Hamp Taylor. I mean, Maddox Campbell had to give you 12 minutes, and J.P. Gaines has had to play bigger maybe than he thought he would. So you're utilizing your personnel.
Yeah, it's good for us. I mean, you know, like we've all, and it's only been, everything sometimes happens for a reason. Maddox isn't always, do everything flashy, but, man, he had some great rebounds tonight, and he was, once he got himself going, he was great defensively, and it's just good to see him build confidence, you know, and also like a guy like Eli, who's played more minutes due to a lot of these circumstances. He's had some great games and some big moments, so I think our bench is only going to keep getting better.
You want playing time, you're getting it here. Well, you come away with 2-1 on this tournament, and your team bounces back. Talking to your point guard before you came up.
Yeah, I just want to be
personal there or coach talk or what?
Both. I was just proud. I'm proud of you. There's some things that I just told him. I said, a point guard or coach relationship is important. And there's some things I've seen. In the end, I want to know, he's got to talk a little bit more. But also talk to me where, you're talking on the floor, but talk to me personally where I know what you're seeing. So, I mean, that's the position I played.
Sure.
And I understand it. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. But I want to be able to – he's got to talk to me a little more so I understand, so I can help him in some things that maybe he can get better at. And that's okay because I wouldn't trade him for the other point guard. So I believe in him. I believe in him, and like you said, he's a sophomore, and there's some things I want to help him with. So I just want him to feel more open, where he can come talk to me and say, "Hey, this is what I'm seeing."
He's got quick, sticky hands and kind of elusive guy in the paint. He doesn't care to penetrate. He's not feeling 100%. And he had played a lot of minutes too.
He's sick too.
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, either I've got you sick or you've got me sick. One of the two.
Well, and sometimes you come out and you're averaging 16, 18, 20 points your first three or four games. It may be hard to sustain that type of scoring output, and your role may change as games evolve. So
that's
got some growing.
Yeah, the role changes for all of them, and I love them. That's something that's not easy. That's something maybe that always the circles don't always get. But we've got four or five guys that can get double figures every game. But that doesn't mean they will. I mean, and somebody's going to some night get 20, and then you might get 8 one night. So it's just kind of part of it. That's kind of team basketball too when you're part of a good team.
Head coach Josh Cook used his timeouts. He burned them all there.
I've saved them for a reason.
There you go. And he had them when he needed it. Sometimes is it hard to get guys with 8.2 seconds? You don't even have to dribble. Just inbound the ball. Don't even put it on the floor and let them try to take it from you. They got two fouls to give. They're going to make them come at you.
Though, because they have the jump ball, so I don't want to put it in.
Well, that's true, too.
I mean this in the most positive way. I do not want to put that in the officials' hands to make that call.
Well, that's true, too. And I was just thinking, we had them right where we were but due to the fact that JP3 really helped us out in Rayshon's finish at the rim. He had 30 points tonight. I believe second 30-point game. I think he had one last year.
Wow.
He had 30 tonight. He carried 30 of your 54 points tonight.
He can score it.
Yep.
And so he can score it. And we got, that's good to see that. And he's playing well. Me and him kind of every now and then, we'll go back and forth with each other a little bit. But I'm like, dude, as a coach, I give you almost the ultimate green light.
Yeah.
I should be able to say a few things to you.
Oh, absolutely. Me. He's a little feisty anyway, man. Like a guy with who's got a little moxie on him.
He's got a little edge on him.
What about that South Laurel guy? I was kind of staring him down the other night, and I thought, I don't know if you want to do that or not. He might light you up with some points.
Yeah.
All right, head coach Josh Cook here with us. We got to get Bobby well. We got to get you well.
That's right. So, Bobby, I do feel a lot better today. So I'm gonna feel a lot better. I've been sweating a ton, but I feel a lot better. So.
Great.
Yeah, Coach Cook, we'll let you go, and we'll see you next year. You got district play coming up next week. Whenever we come back.
Yep.
Paris and Montgomery County, right out of the chute.
Yep. Sounds good. See you guys.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yep.
Head coach Josh Cook, his team again, 11-1, and that's going to do it here from Madison Central High School. There's one game left of this three-day affair. Eight schools came in, and there's two still standing. GRC takes third place. You know, it could have been either way, but that's the way it goes. And if the coach is happy, then I'm happy, Bobby. When he said 11-1 going into the new year, I couldn't be happier. So I'm happy, too.
That's good.
All right, that's going to do it. Here from Madison Central, wishing you a happy new year. I've got Hayes McMakin, our on-site technician, back at the station. Tommy Mullen, good tight board. Thank you, brother. Happy new year to you. Joel Bennett for Bobby Baldwin saying thanks for listening. So long, everyone.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.